Perhaps his passion for Shakespeare made him struggle on with The Merchant of Venice till his death. And perhaps his love of the plays inspired the macabre bequest of his skull to the Royal Shakespeare Company to use in Hamlet. This extraordinary gesture seemed in character to those who knew him well.
Well, he told me 3 years before he died that he would do it. He said to me one day, God, I went to see Hamlet, you know, and there's this scene with the skull being taken out of the grave. You know, it's one of the most chilling moments in Hamlet, and you can see it's a papier-mâché thing. It's not as chilling as it should be, you know. I mean, this is a very special play, Hamlet, etc. I think I would want my head to be left to the Shakespeare Company one day when I die, that they could use it. They should get a proper head. Maybe my head. Maybe I will leave it. And I said, yeah, why not, Andre? You know, just facetiously. And I forgot about it, you know, I just left it. And I, you know, just thought it was one of his whimsy remarks, etc.
The Associated Press was picking it up straight away, and you could read it all over the world.
So having spent a lifetime shunning publicity, yeah, all of a sudden in his death, he has a brilliant coup.
Yeah, maybe he really wanted that he was laughing in the grave.
But although the skull featured in a poster, it was too fragile to be used on stage.